Well, Steve joins me in the studio again. Steve Perry, CEO of Access Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to you.
Welcome to you too. It's good to see you.
You're just about to say, I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, yes. you caught me out there. I nearly just answered the question that no one was asking.
I have to say, Steve, before I tell everyone what you're going to be sharing today, how was the flapjack? We did a flapjack swap, didn't we, earlier? And I was out there thinking, I was given this really delicious flapjack from Steve, which I've called the fat filling flapjack, right? Because it's one of those really yummy scrummy ones you buy from a shop, but it's full of the fat. And I made one which is full of non-fat, right?
Well,
what would you think?
I thought yours was equivalent to the one from a well-known supermarket anyway.
Isn't that wonderful?
Honestly, the best ones that you get are the ones from my local garage. They're brilliant. They're wrapped up. They're great. But
are they?
That was quite not. It wasn't quite there. Sorry, being brutally honest about your flapjack and skills.
But I'm absolutely offended.
But it was certainly equivalent to the one I bought. So yeah.
Well,
so that was good.
Well, that's great, and because they're made of apple and oats, really. Mm-hmm. So that's good, isn't it? Yeah, anyway, all right. Let's move on to the. Oh, we'll see what goodies we can eat next week.
I think we ought to just do a feature every week. Flapjack news.
Flapjack news. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Or current affairs. Anyway, moving back on to today.
Yes. So last week we spoke about fundraising, didn't we, Steve?
Yeah, we did.
But this week we are going to be looking at some other pioneering work in digital radio.
Yes. We've all heard the adverts for digital radio on the TV. In many ways, Access has always been digital because internet radio is part of the whole digital radio world, but there's another section of digital radio people might be aware of called DAB. You might have a DAB set at home and so on, and that you listen to the major big stations around your area on your DAB set. But you often don't get that the smaller people, the non-profits like us, community stations, our background being in Christian media, a lot of those stations aren't there as well. The reason for that is just hugely expensive to get onto digital radio. So one thing that Access is involved in that people might want to hear about is work trying to help those little community stations and Christian stations and other kind of minority. You're doing a fantastic job in the community, but at the moment they can't get onto DAB. So one thing we're doing is, particularly in the area that we're based, which is Stoke-on-Trent, is getting all the local stations together and clubbing together, so to speak, to pool our resources to try and plan ahead to actually get these stations onto DAB in the future. Because at some point, right, it's not going to happen tomorrow, not even maybe in the next 5 years, at some point they're going to switch off FM and the old analog transmissions.
Right.
And that means that a lot of these stations might be left with no audience and no reason to exist anymore. And the huge work that they do will just be fairly pointless, really. So we're trying to get them together and organise everybody, be a somewhat of a catalyst, so to speak, for those organisations to get organised and actually get on to this whole DAB thing at the moment. There's a scheme the government has, or rather Ofcom, the regulator, called Small Scale DAB, which is aimed at people just like us, really, kind of small operators, non-profit operators, community stations. But the thing is that for that scheme to work, I won't bore you with the technical details, but for it to work, lots of stations, i.e. six or seven, have to get together and work together. I tell you what, that's hard work, right? It's hard work in any...
I can imagine.
Yeah, it is hard work. But a lot of the local stations, I know that's true, in the area in which where our headquarters are based, in Stoke, that a lot of the local stations don't talk to each other, because one of them might have left and gone to the other one, or perhaps they both went for the same license in the past and they're still not speaking to each other.
Dear.
And so on. So there's a lot of, and so we've been working hard trying to actually get over those barriers and making sure that the amazing work that these kind of community and non-profit groups do can continue and getting them to work together. So we're kind of a bit of a, kind of a go-between at the moment, organising everybody.
So you've had positive response from some or all of the local stations you're talking of?
Almost all of them. And that's been a work that's been going on for a number of years, actually. So initially, some of them were very... they didn't really want anything to do with it. I'm not getting involved, and V's getting involved. But now I think that the majority of them, there's probably about 8 or 10 of them here in the area that we work in, and and we've probably got, you know, six or seven of those now. So there's just a couple on the edges. We're still not quite involved yet, but they're kind of gradually warming towards it. So it's a long-term job. Also, we're working with other people around the UK to do that in their area too, and helping to advise them. So it's another bit of the work that we're involved in as a charity that perhaps a lot of people don't really know about, that actually in some way, wherever you are in the UK, we might actually be helping to, you know, facilitate those local stations in your area.
Wow, brilliant. So, well, if you want to find out more, dig a bit deeper, go to our website, www.accessradio.biz, which is probably where you are right now if you're listening to us.
Yeah.
And anything else you'd like to say, Steve?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Just,
yes.
Just getting ahead. Now, technically, I've got a friend of mine right on Facebook who is very, he's quite a comedian in some ways, but he's as you can probably tell, but he's very much into the Anglican kind of liturgical calendar, ecclesiastical, you know, there's certain times of years like Lent and Thanksgiving, that's not Church of England, but you know, those kind of things and so on. And technically, Christmas continues until well into January, according to, so he's still wishing everybody a happy Christmas on Facebook, right?
Oh, right, okay.
And annoying everybody in the process. At the same time, it's quite funny, so I thought I'd do the same anyway. So if you're still following the Anglican liturgical calendar, happy Christmas. And if you don't, then it's just, you know, advance warnings.
Great, well, on that bombshell, as the old Top Gear people say.
What's it?
It's called the Grand Tour now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we're Jeremy Clarkson's. Yeah. I'm a few episodes behind at the moment. I was trying to give everybody a running update on my show that goes out just before yours this evening. Just, and obviously Tracy knows that, but just anybody else might listening. But I've just been so busy recently. I've just not watched any telly. Been really boring. Yeah. Or maybe not boring. It's the case, maybe.
Yes, so more flapjack news next week then, Steve. We'll look forward to see what's on the flapjack agenda next week.
Absolutely.
Ace, have a great day.